Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. We have always been focused in our Weekday Meditation on hearing from God. And I believe that's a critical element in meditation. You know, one of the first times the Bible mentions meditation is in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It reads, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You know, in these verses, the focus of the meditation is on the words of Scripture. The Bible mentions meditating on God's unfailing love in Psalm 48:9, on God's works and all of His mighty deeds in Psalm 77:12, on God's precepts and His ways in Psalm 119:15, and on God's promises, Psalm 119:148. Many of the times meditation is mentioned in the Bible, it also describes what we should do after we meditate on God's word and ways. James chapter 1, verse 25 says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Meditation, biblical meditation, has a clear path for us to follow, a compassionate Savior to walk with us, and the Holy Spirit to guide us. Can you see how meditation on Scripture employs every advantage that we need in this world? Listen, friend, we all need a time to pause and reset our life, and that is precisely why we're about meditation. So, friend, let's prepare our hearts to meditate and join me in this prayer. God, thank you that when we come to you, you're always there, that when we come to you, you always have the right answer, and that when we come to you, you are faithful and just. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you that in this Christmas season that we can celebrate that you came for us to give us peace, to give us hope, to give us direction and eternal life. Now, friend, let's take a few moments and quiet our souls and still our mind so that we can hear as God gives us peace, power, and direction in our day. I'll mind the time and be back in just a couple of moments. You prepare to hear from God. Well, friend, I just cannot emphasize this enough. James chapter 1, verse 25 says, the changes that meditation makes will move us toward freedom and blessing. And I pray today you would experience His freedom and His blessing. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.